then we surely will go back to Godhead.
How can we know that by chanting we will go back to Godhead? Answer that at one level, faith that demands evidence is not faith. You know, faith that demands evidence is not faith. You know, if we really want to have faith in Krishna, then the test of the faith is that we should not be demanding evidence from Krishna. So, of course, that is the absolute answer, but you shouldn't be intimidated by this answer alone. So, it is true at one level, but at an intermediate level, Krishna does give us some evidences. See, the problem is that when we are in the material world, it is our consciousness that is restricted to material vision. When our consciousness is restricted to material vision, we cannot perceive the spiritual world. So, it is not a matter of Krishna limiting things. It is we only who have chosen to enjoy material desires and so have developed a material consciousness and material vision. So, it's just like if a person is blind and he asks, okay, what is the proof that if I do the surgery, I will be able to see? What do you mean by proof? He says, no, I want to see beforehand. He says, no, you have to do the surgery by which you can see. If a person is blind and if he wants proof that I want to see, well, how can you see without getting the surgery done? So like that, we have become spiritually blind right now. And Krishna, through the process of Krishna consciousness, Bhakti Yoga, is actually going to remove that blinding effect that is there. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjani Shalakaya, we say. So the spiritual master, what does he do? He applies the ointment, Jnananjana. He applies the ointment and shalakaya. Shalakaya is the surgical instrument by which he actually, through the ointment and the surgery, he awakens our spiritual perception. And then we can see. So we have to follow a process, and by following the process, we can actually perceive the spiritual world and we will return back to the spiritual world. But what about till then? Till then, we can see the preliminary transformations that happen. We cannot see a spiritual reality as long as our vision is material. But the spiritual transformation also has material effects. By that means, as I said, I was talking about the 9 stages of bhakti, which ends in prema. So one of the stages that we can see with our own eyes at the material level is anartha nivritti. So we may not see the spiritual world right now, but what we can see is Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes?
No, that was not clear.
Okay. So, so we can see anartha nivritti happening in our own lives here. We can see that, as I said, lust, anger, greed, all these things decrease when we start practicing devotional service. Our feelings of, depression, loneliness, tension, irritability, all these which are so difficult to give up, we can give them up by the practice of devotional service. So this is a tangible evidence that we see even in this world. And this is something which is not possible by any other means. There are so many people who go to some de-addiction centers, who go to stress relief centers, and very few of them are actually successful. But now, but we see that chanting creates this transformation. Now how does this prove the existence of the spiritual world or prove that we are going to the spiritual world? It indicates that we are on the right path. For example, if say I am living in a desert and it's very hot here, and I am going towards an area, I am being told that this is a map by which you will go to a very cool and comfortable area. Now, if I start moving toward along that map and I start finding, actually the temperature is going down. I am feeling more cool, I am feeling more comfortable. I have not yet come to the oasis, but I am experiencing the change in the atmosphere. And I am feeling the increasing comfort. Then I can understand that I am on the right track. So, how do we know that we are going back to the spiritual world? Actually, we will know only when we go back, or at least when we develop the spiritual vision to see the spiritual world. But till then, we can see if we have a weighing balance. You know, generally for most people, their material side is almost absent and their spiritual side is very heavy. Sorry, their spiritual side is almost absent and material side is very heavy. But what we will see is happening is that material ups and downs will not disturb us so much. that actually our spiritual side will also start becoming more and more important. And that spiritual side will give us shelter in facing our material ups and downs also. So that means it's just like the temperature of our consciousness is changing. We are experiencing more steadiness, more calm, more joyfulness, more equanimity. So these are transformations. So the more materialistic a person is, the more a person will be lusty, greedy, angry, lonely, depressed. All those things will be there. But the more a person will become spiritual, the more you go closer to Krishna, that will not be there. And the peacefulness and joyfulness of Krishna consciousness will start manifesting in that person. So if to the extent we see that happening in our lives, we understand that we are on the right track. And by that, we can gain faith that ultimately we'll go back to the spiritual world. So this is another understanding of this. And of course, as I said, we can see the consciousness of devotees who have departed at the final moment. What was their consciousness as they are preparing for death and as when they were dying? And we contrast that with the kind of consciousness that ordinary people have. And we will see a huge amount of difference. And that difference will also increase our faith. So these are the ways in which we can get faith that actually by practicing Krishna consciousness, we will go back to the spiritual world. And the ultimate faith is Krishna's promise. Now, Krishna is not a God who wants to keep us in the material world. Krishna wants us to come back and he was doing everything that he can to help us come back. So if we show him by our actions that I do want to come back and we show him that actually I want to practice spiritual life sincerely, then why will he keep us in the material world? So he will take us back as quickly as possible. In the Vaman Purana it is described, Varaha Purana it is described, that actually when a devotee becomes intensely devoted to Krishna, Krishna loves that devotee so much that Krishna cannot tolerate separation from that devotee. So Krishna comes on Garuda from the spiritual world, gets that devotee to sit next to him on Garuda and takes him back to the spiritual world. So that is how Krishna's love is. So Krishna's love is our ultimate promise. Is our ultimate guarantor. Okay, does it answer?